This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace President Ebrahim Raisi, who died recently in a crash. The AP's Lawrence Brooks has more.
The runoff will pit a little-known reformist, Masoud Pezeshkian, against hardline former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili. Speaking to reporters, Iran's election ministry spokesperson Mohsen Islami said none of the candidates managed to win an absolute majority, so the first and second candidates with the highest number of votes will be announced to the Guardian Council. He said of 24.5 million votes cast, Pezeshkian got 10.4 million, while Jalili received 9.4 million. More than half of voters cast no ballot in the race that saw Pezeshkian and Jalili compete alongside two other hardliners. The runoff will be held on July 5th. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Russian forces on Saturday attacked the town of Vilniansk outside the southeastern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia, killing six people and injuring eight others, according to the regional governor. Ivan Fedorov, writing on Telegram, said that the attack also damaged infrastructure, a shop, and residential buildings. This comes as 10 Ukrainians, held prisoners for years, have been released from Russian captivity with the Vatican's mediation. Part of the group arrived in Kyiv overnight at the international airport. It's the first time in over 2 years that the airport received passengers. Among the freed was deputy head of the Mejlis, Narim Jahal. Mejlis is a representative body of the Crimean Tartars that was relocated to Kyiv after Russia seized Crimea. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website or download